Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is Brilliant Ideas and his trusty sidekick, Mr. Crispy in Orlando, Florida. Good morning, Crispy. How are you?
Good morning. It's actually a beautiful day. It's clear blue skies and a little couple of little puffy white clouds out there.
Well, thank you for that weather channel report from Orlando, Florida. Since we're going to go there, it's overcast and nice, and the birds are singing, and there's no wind. Maybe a slight wind here in San Diego.
Nice. Sounds like Mr. Sunshine needs to come outside out there.
Yeah, it's the marine layer and the, I guess it's not June yet, but it's the June gloom that we have here in California. So the sun will peek itself out in about a couple hours. But anyway, we always bring what? Sunshine to the airwaves here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right, and we bring lots of smiles to our awesome listeners. Oh, yeah.
At least they hope so. They're laughing at us. I don't know which it is, but
one of the two.
Do you have your high roller vodka in your coffee this morning?
Yes, I do.
Right. Well,
that's a great way to wake up.
That's supposed to be our crappy segue into our sponsors ad. So let's play High Roller Spirits ad for their High Roller Spirits vodka.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, please check out High Roller Spirits or sweetpotatovodka.com. You will love the vodka. It puts a tingle in your esophagus, wouldn't you say there, Crispy?
Or a tingle on your tongue, depending on how fast you drink or savor the flavor of the High Roller Vodka. Oh, yeah.
For those that are listening this morning, if you listened to our show last night, we did sort of a replay and a reminiscing show of some of our past guests, because we were in a bind and we lost our guests. We didn't lose them, but they had to cancel. And we decided to play some of the songs from some of our past guests and had a little bit of buffoonery. And during that buffoonery, we discussed something called food news. Well, Crispy brought us a couple of stories, and yes. I'm gonna give away a free coffee mug, a Great Ideas coffee mug, to the first caller who can tell us in the food news there was a discussion about a certain type of panties. So if you know the answer to that question, call in and give us that number, Mr. Radio Voiceman.
That would be 714-242-5272. And this one's actually a little tricky because they will have to have listened to the show or listened to the replay because we actually discussed two versions of So Said Women's Product.
Yes, we did. And
yes.
I'll give the mug away to the first person who can answer either one. Give us either one of them or both. So if you listen
yes.
to the show, it's a real simple question if you listen to the show. But first person that calls in gets this free coffee mug with our two mugs on it. So give us a call once again at 714-242-5272. And guess what? We have a caller. We have
awesome.
A caller. So let's bring them in here. Good morning. Good morning. This is Green Ideas Radio. You're live on the air. Who's calling?
This is Nick Mofo. Good morning.
Hey. How you doing?
All right.
Are you calling for the contest?
Good morning, Chris.
You know what? I'm in search of vodka, driving down the road, and I definitely know what kind of panties we were talking about last night.
What kind of panties were they?
Well, there were a couple, but the one that I sent the picture in of was bacon panties.
Yay, bacon panties.
We also spoke about beef jerky panties, but I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah, let's not go to that one. That might be itchy.
All right. Well, hey, send me your information to greenideas@earthlink.net, your shipping information, and we will get this beautiful ceramic coffee mug out to you with crispy and brilliant ideas on the mug.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in and playing along.
Have a good day fishing, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care. And there you go. We gave away a coffee mug. We're just
Woo-hoo.
Nice guys, right?
Woo-hoo.
All right.
We've given away, what, three?
Actually, that's our fourth one. We've given away four so far. So we're moving along here. And it's real easy to play if you're a listener. All you got to do is listen. And we have a trivia question either on a Friday or Saturday or sometimes both. And whenever we decide to give away a mug, if you're just a good listener, you can win yourself a coffee mug. All right. And on that note, I guess we should probably move along with the show. We've given away free stuff. And let's move along with the show to our first guest. And today we've got Albert Hernandez coming in to visit with us. And I have a little phone problems here, so bear with me here. But Albert is the Untamed Chef, and let's see if we can get Albert on here if I'm playing this right. Good morning, Albert. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's up? How are you doing this morning?
All right. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Good
morning.
Thanks for
having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, this is a foodie show. And you know that we talk about food, we have music, but mostly it's about food. Tell us about Albert Hernandez. I've been reading a little bit about you on your website and Facebook. What is the Untamed Chef all about?
Well, first of all, the Untamed Chef is it's my creation with the help of just inspiration from lots of friends and family of trying to bring a new type of cuisine to home cooking as opposed to what you would get in a lot of these restaurants.
Okay.
And it's fun, it's exciting, a little bit of flair. I like to get people involved when I cook. We're going to light a pan on fire. Everybody should be able to hold that pan, not just one person. And it really changes the way a lot of people are eating now. And pretty much the reason why I do what I do is I got tired with the lack of passion that I was seeing in a lot of these kitchens that I worked in, and I just can't believe that these people went to culinary school and they paid all this money, and they're going to be in debt for the next 20 years, and they have no drive anymore of what's fueling them, and I had to get out of that. One thing that I noticed when I was working in restaurants is it's the chef's way or no way, and you know what, that's understandable.
Right.
But at the same time, when you have so much creativity and you have to hold that back, you have to do something else, and that's
well,
when
kinda
I
like
started.
Albert's kind of like here. It's you can ask Crispy this. It's kind of my way or no way.
Pretty much. Oh yeah.
So you were in the restaurant world and dealing with the chefs with their, you know, their way or no way. And
exactly.
From there, what happened?
Well, I would learn what I could. They would ask me for my opinion, which didn't make sense. And I would just, well, you know, we would do this, that, or the other thing. Sometimes they would listen, sometimes they wouldn't. But I would tell them, you know, if we want to save money, if we want to do it like this, not only will we, you know, get new clientele, but we'll also be able to, you want to always change your image as a restaurant. That's how you keep staying with your Michelin stars and your, you know, food and wine chefs and this and that. You have to always be changing your image. I mean, we want to follow in the footsteps of these restaurants, you know, like the French Laundry and Noma. These places are going to go with what's seasonal and what's new. And that was my whole idea. You know, if we can do that here, especially in the Central Valley, you don't have any restaurants that are doing that. And if they are, they're not doing it right. And we would try to change some things. And honestly, it takes a lifetime dedication to be able to be that committed to making changes in a restaurant. And that's what I try to do with the Untamed Chef. Whatever's local, whatever's seasonal, the farmer's markets, I like to go there and get my hands on it, and I like to share it in the most simple way with showing respect to my ingredients, but also giving these people something that was custom-made just for them and making it that personal.
Well, explain to me, so I guess what my understanding is, you go and you give, like, food parties and cooking classes at individual at people's homes. Is that how it's done?
Absolutely, just like that. And what's awesome about the whole Untamed Chef, a lot of people, you know, and the one thing they always tell me after the meal, and it never fails, is I've never eaten food like this before, which is awesome, because now I've taken their palate on a real culinary journey, and I've shown them that this food is coming out of their kitchen. A lot of people feel like the only thing that comes out of your kitchen is hamburger helper and, you know, take and bake pizzas or whatnot.
Yeah,
you're putting
minute.
Out,
hey,
you know,
hey,
a five course.
you just gave Crispy's. That's his status quo out there in Florida. I believe he's a pizza man, and of course we are not allowed to say it, but he's a Mungry Hand dinner type of guy. So
yes,
that's funny.
Yes. No.
But the fact that you can take this kind of cuisine that people say you have to travel so far for and whatnot and just pull this out of your own kitchen is mind-boggling to a lot of people. I bring my own plates. Sometimes I even bring my own silverware. Some people don't even carry a knife or a fork, which is funny why they would hire me. But I bring all of that stuff, you know, and we really transform that kitchen for the night into a real fine dining establishment, and the results are unbelievable.
So if you get to the person's house, I assume you have to have a certain amount of equipment. I mean, you couldn't show up at Crispy's house with his microwave and do this, right?
Absolutely not. But I bring when I go, I pack my SUV with.
And then you so give me an idea. Let's say that Grillion wanted to have you come to my house to entertain the guests, show them how to cook, and do your Untamed Chef, private personal chef deal. How does that work? And
I apologize for that. You guys still there?
Yes.
Okay, I must push another button. But no, like I was saying, I take the mixers, I take the blenders, I take all my knives, I take absolutely everything, because I always go into a house prepared to have everything that you need, because most kitchens don't have the kind of stuff that I use. You know, the minute I get there, I turn on my ice cream machine, I start getting the mixes going, and they're watching this whole thing happen, and they're just blown away.
Well, I think you missed my question, because I think we lost you there for a second. But if let's say I wanted to have a set up a dinner with some people, how does that work? Does the person contact you and set up, and then is it charged by head, or do you have a flat fee that you charge people to come in and do this?
We would probably charge by head, depending on how many courses. I did a party yesterday for four people, We went 3 courses, a fully custom meal and menu. And I think after, and when I get there, I right away always clean, because I know every kitchen I go into, it needs to be dialed out a little bit. So I organize things the way they need to be. But when I leave, I make sure the kitchen is exactly the way it was, you know, when I left. And a lot of services, right, especially with home cooking, they don't offer that kind of service. If they do, they charge a ridiculous fee. My problem is, you know, if I'm going to go into your kitchen and do my thing, I am not going to leave it any other way than the way I found it. And so that's what I do. But yesterday I did a meal, and I charged, I think, $50 a head plus the gas, and I balanced it all out. So you know what? It was about a $400 gig, so it was really awesome. Not bad, for 4 hours of work.
How long you been doing this?
Wow, I started the Untamed Chef. I want to say it's going on 2 years now.
Okay. And you're in the Central Valley of California, right?
Central Valley, yes. I'm located in Visalia, California. I travel all up and down Fresno, Modesto. I've done some demonstrations in Beverly Hills. Pretty much wherever I can, you know, get work, especially in this very, you know, tough economy. But, you know, the Lord's been good to me, and we've been able to really do a lot with the Untamed Chef, and it only seems like it's getting better. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming up. I have an Iron Chef contest coming up where I'm going to get to prove to these people that what we do here is no different than what they're doing at all these restaurants that are packed on Friday night. And, yeah, I'll be able to make a bold statement that day, and I've been training very hard for that. So, yeah, you know what? I mean, honestly, in this business, it's who you know, and it's what you know. And if they can see in these top restaurants go down to this, you know, 27-year-old guy who's cooking this food that they've never seen before, now you start to build a whole new clientele of people that are just interested in what you're doing. Not taking into consideration that I know the food's going to be amazing because I put 100% of my heart and soul into it.
Now, what is Southwestern Nouvelle Fusion Cuisine? I noticed that's what you specialize in.
So you have Southwestern Cuisine. You have big, bold flavors of running down the border of New Mexico, some of Texas, Arizona, all desert. I don't like to sound like a cliche, but, you know, somewhat like what Bobby Flay does. He elevates this Southwestern fusion cuisine with the French techniques in it. That's pretty much what I do. But with the Nouvelle Fusion, it was a way of making lighter sauces. I use more reduction sauces, flavors that are concentrated, as opposed to putting a bunch of butter and flour and roux and all this big flavors that will just bog you down after 2 bites. I want people to understand that this food is not only healthy, but it's very flavorful.
Now, if somebody wants to get in contact with you to, you know, set up a presentation by you and having the actual people come over and prepare a dinner, do they contact you through Facebook, or do you have a different website?
They could contact me through Facebook. I had a different website, and it was nothing but problems. I had a lot of people telling me, well, we can't get on your website. And it was a big mess. I just said, you know what? Facebook is free. It works. It's 100%. You got these Mark Zuckerbergs and engineers literally working on this thing 24 hours a day to make it amazing. And I've never had a problem once I started using Facebook. So I've stood with that, you know, for the time being. In the future, if I do have anything else, though, I'll change it. I'll post to the Facebook and let everybody know that there's another website. But the websites I was using, I don't know if it was the domains or what, but I just couldn't get people, they couldn't get through on the magazine, on my site. So it was really throwing me off a lot.
So they find you on Facebook, they punch in Albert Hernandez or the Untamed Chef, and it'll take them to your Facebook page?
Exactly. Or if they don't have a Facebook, you could just go straight to the page at www.facebook.com. Capital AJH, the capital UNTAMED, and capital CHEF dot, not dot com, just dot.
Okay. Were you trying to say something, Crispy? I think I was cutting you off.
Oh, I'm used to being thrown under the bus around here. Yeah, the website. Well, it sounded like the food that you have is very light too. Like you said, like the roux don't bog you down, or they bog you down. The way you described it, it sounded like it was like a light meal. Like you can eat the whole plate, and you're just like, oh, you're not going, oh, I'm so full, I can't move, I need a nap. You know, like summer lunches that should be light and tasty.
No, absolutely. But even and this is what I've learned. A sauce makes or breaks a lot of food, but if your sauce is light, people will be able to keep eating more. And the trick with what I do is to keep them to keep eating more, not only because it's healthy for them, but also I'm trying to take them on a full, you know, culinary journey. And sometimes you could do that with three courses, sometimes you can do it with five. And what's awesome,
nice.
For example, I did a dinner yesterday that I served 1 pound double cut pork chops with a Serrano and a cider jus. And on top of that was a mixture of cracked bacon and a little bit of Serrano chilies, and everybody loved it. And you would think that you would eat something like that.
Every Saturday morning we hear all this food talk, and at 8:30 in the morning, we're starving by the time the show is over.
Yeah, I know, I am hungry too. But it was incredible. They enjoyed it, and one of the guys told me, you know what, I never thought I could eat this much food. He's all, if I got this anywhere else, I would probably not even have been able to eat half of it. And it's awesome because the food that I'm serving, it not only has a lot of flavor, but it is heavy. You're not going to go to, like, Taco Bell like you would if you would leave one of these restaurants afterwards, you know, just because they were feeding you like a mouse. You know, I'm a man. I believe in, you know what, if you want to keep people happy, you feed them good. And in the Central Valley, if it's a meat and potatoes kind of person, you got to make sure they're eating good. And that's exactly what the Young King Chef does.
And by the way, just the fact that Crispy used the word, what was that you said, Crispy? Ruse?
Roux, right?
Is that the proper terminology, Untamed Chef?
Roux, R-O-U-X. Uh-huh. It's French.
I'm impressed that he used that word.
Oh, I know all kinds of fancy words, Mr. Brilliant Ideas Radio Person. Yes, I do. Only if you knew.
Well, aren't you guys in different? You guys are in different parts of the country, right? You're in California,
yeah.
Then he's in Florida, right?
Yes, I'm in Orlando.
Yep. Oh, wow. How's Disney World?
I stay away from the mouse. The mouse is very, very expensive to go to. It's like $5 billion a ticket.
Well, they're going to raise their prices up by almost $100, you know, in the next week. So you better get over there if you can.
Hey, Albert, he stays away from the mouse, but I'll have to tell you, he is goofy.
Yeah,
oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man. I would give you a better laugh if I didn't just wake up. Yeah,
well,
but you know what? Even like just, you know, with the custom meals, and I like to do a consultation with people at least a couple days before we start cooking. And I like to take whatever they want and fuse it into this really amazing cuisine. And like I said, it's a God-given talent, and I hope to do it, you know, for the rest of my life. And for the most part, you know, it's been very good to me and my family.
Well, great. We appreciate you coming on, and we do wish you good luck, and keep us posted if you get another website up and rolling, or if you want to come on later and tell us. So you said you're actually going to be on Iron Chef or in a competition like Iron Chef?
It's a local Iron Chef contest here in the Central Valley. It's probably the biggest one that they have here. So pretty much what I'm planning to do is go down there and win that, and then after that do the one in Southern California, which is bigger, and maybe hopefully one day get on the show itself. You know, I definitely want to do it, and I'll keep you guys posted on what happens. I mean, honestly, as much as I'm training for this thing, I'm rocking out fresh pasta from scratch in 5 minutes. I mean, seriously, I'm ready for this thing, so... I'll definitely keep you posted on everything. Absolutely. And, hey, maybe if I'm in Florida or something one of these days, we'll have to go and do something over there for him, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, that would be awesome. Frozen pizza gets kind of dull with barbecue sauce on it after a while.
We'll make some frozen pizza ice cream. I think that sounds pretty good.
There you go.
Anyways, you guys, I appreciate you having me on. It's been fun. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you very much for stopping in, and keep us posted, and we'll catch you some other time.
Alrighty, and once again,
Whoops, I cut him off. I do that all the time. I have got to stop hitting that button.
Shame on you, Mr. Brilliant Ideas radio person.
Sorry, Albert. I know if you're still listening, I didn't mean to hit the button so quick, but I'm trigger happy. Everybody check out his website or our Facebook page, and you can find him. If you have a Facebook page yourself, all you have to do is punch in The Untamed Chef, and his name pops up, or Albert Hernandez. And we thank him for coming on our show. If you're in the California area, check out his services, and maybe you can have yourself your own dinner party. And, Mr. Crispy, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to get another cup of coffee, and we're going to be bringing on our next guest, which is the Lonesome Heroes, and they're a singing group and artist, and it's going to be – they got some really cool music. In fact, I'm going to play one of their songs going into break here, and then when we come back, we'll have them on the show to talk about their music, their tour, and actually – I think they're going to be talking about barbecue bacon-wrapped tofu. So
interesting.
Very interesting. So, everybody, thank you for sticking with us here. This is a Lonesome Heroes song, and it's called Something Reckless, and we'll be back in a few minutes to interview them. It's an interesting sound, kind of Western. What would you call that?
To me, it sounds very Western folk-ish. I don't know. They got it. I listened to the songs on their website, and I may just have to go download the album. It was all their songs on their website. They're pretty awesome, in my opinion.
Yeah, they are. It's a very interesting sound. They call it Western Americana. And I'm reading this off of their bio, it's a cross-pollination of rock, folk, and country with psych and indie pop. So that kind of covers it all.
Yeah, that covers a broad spectrum of musical tastes.
And they haven't called in yet, so as you can see, I'm stalling for time here. And by the way, you would think we've been doing the show since September that I would learn how to, A, not step on people when they talk and call them, try to talk over, and B, learn how not to push the button and cut them off before they're finished talking. So after September till now, what is that, about eight months, 9 months, you think I'd figure it out by now.
Well, we could always think of the positives. You have learned A, B, C, and D how to back the bus over me. That's the positive part.
I do have that figured out pretty well. I think that's a given. But you have to admit the goofy joke was actually pretty good.
Oh, that was awesome. I was trying not to spew my coffee everywhere and waste my high roller vodka.
Well, they're not calling in yet, so here we go again with one of those interesting mornings. I am actually going to, I guess I'll play another one of their songs, because I've got a whole bunch of them here to give people some taste of their music. And if they don't call in, on with the show, but hopefully they'll be calling in here shortly, because the show must go on, as they say in the circus business. But everybody,
yes.
Thanks. And when you got two clowns running the circus, it has to go on. So I'm going to play.
I consider myself more of the circus bear on the little bicycle.
Yeah, you kind of look like that circus bear now that I think about it.
I do. Put me in some Speedos and put me on that bike. That'll create lots of income right there.
I don't even want that visual. Thanks for putting that in my head. Oh, geez. All right. Well, let's go ahead and play another one of their songs while we're waiting to see if they call in. And they're called Lonesome Heroes. And I'm going to play, let's see, Visions of Yesterday. And hopefully
Sweet.
By the time this song is over with, we'll have our guest and we will move forward in our little clown show here with the bear. And everybody hang tight. We'll
yes.
be right back. you go. That was Lonesome Heroes and their song Visions of Yesterday. And we actually had them online, and good old Blog Talk Radio, they fell off the system here. So they'll be calling back in here shortly. I think Rich Russell is the one of the band members of Lonesome Heroes. And as soon as we figure out this technical thing here, they were there, but they're gone now. So pretty interesting music. I like it.
I do too. The guitar at the beginning was, it reminded me of a Johnny Cash song. I can't think of the song now because I've had too much High Roller Vodka in the morning. Woohoo! But that song was very cool. I like their style.
Yeah, it's a different type of style, and they're going across the country right now, I think, on this musical artist tour. And if we can get them back on here, it might be an interesting discussion, but we're still having problems. Let's see if we can get them on. Now, while we're waiting, I just want to mention, too, that we do have two new sponsors coming on our show, which we're excited about, and everybody stay tuned. We appreciate also everybody's support with we're having new sponsors coming on. We've got Albuquerque. You got a dog in your back in the background there, Crispy.
Oh, I had my door open because I was trying to enjoy the day, but I'll shut the door.
Anyway, what I was saying is we have two new sponsors. We have Albuquerque Seasoning, and Kirk was on our show. Oh, wow. I guess he's one of our earlier shows, and he's coming on to support and be a sponsor. And we also have Don Pablo Cigars, which will also be a sponsor in the coming weeks. And we appreciate all of our sponsors. And while we're waiting, too, keep in mind, if you do want to be on this show and we have phones that work, you're welcome to give us a call or let us know via email or Facebook if you have a talent. In the food world, sing, dance. Well, I guess if you dance, we can't see you on the radio. But if you want to be on the show, give us a little jingle, and we'll certainly line you up. We've got openings in June, and always looking for interesting people. And we're striking out here because their number comes up, and then they disappear. So they may be having phone problems themselves. Did you have any magical words of wisdom while we're waiting, Mr. Crispy, about I know people last night heard about your job hunting situation, and why don't you tell about your bicycle and how much fun it is to ride your bicycle 20 miles a day while you're wearing your suit?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. It's been interesting. Although I will have to say my carbon footprint has pretty much improved, and I don't have to pay almost $4 a gallon in gas.
Yeah, there you go. There's the positive. You're probably like a Jehovah's Witness out there with your little coat and tie on riding the bicycle. But
I don't have a helmet, though, and I don't wear white shirts because I'm one of the bad boys of Foodie Radio, so I wear black, like Johnny Cash. Oh, yeah.
So have you had any feedback? Anybody want to hire the dashing new beardless Crispy Wonder?
I've had three interviews. I've got one Monday. So I just got to keep plugging along, and something good will come along, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Well,
Looks like we're striking out here. For some reason, the phone system's not working. So if they're listening by chance, try again. And we would love to have you on the show, but something's not working. I want to play another one of Lonesome Heroes' songs, and hopefully we can get them on here after this song is over with. But here we go. I'm going to try. Let's see. Their song is called Seeing is Believing. And right now, if I can get them on the phone here, that seeing would be believing to believe they exist. But this song is Lonesome Heroes, Seeing is Believing, and we'll be back here shortly, hopefully with our guests.
Pack your bags, we're leaving. down that heavy load. Sometimes seeing is believing. The longest road we'll ever know. Fix your eyes on the horizon. Grip the wheel, turn the radio loud. There on their own. Sometimes I don't need nothing. When I got you on this open road. Casting stars and stone. Sometimes seeing is believing. The prettiest girl I've ever known. Sometimes I don't need nothing. Just the breeze and the soap and road. Sometimes I think there must be something
have them. Believe it or not, we've got the technical difficulties here, I think, straightened out. Let's see if we've
all
got...
All right.
All right. I think we've got... Rich, are you there?
Yes, I am. Awesome.
All right. Sorry about
that.
Well,
we've been listening to the show and trying to figure out how we could make it so that our phone would get through to your line.
Yeah, sorry about that. I saw you up on the screen, but you kept disappearing. We have many technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio's website, so we apologize for the problem, but welcome to the show.
Cool. Well, thank you.
And we've been listening to your music, I guess you could hear, and great stuff. It's an interesting genre, I use that fancy word, of music. What do you guys call that type of music?
Well, we used to call our music psychedelic country music, but then we figured out that people that like country music didn't really get what we were doing. So now we just call it, we don't really have a genre. We call it Americana or cosmic American music, I guess.
Right.
Or so just indie rock or folk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think that helped at all, did it?
Well, yeah, it did. No, I was just thinking if you said psychedelic country, I can just picture the guys who usually listen to country music and psychedelic, that's like two different spectrums of the world.
Right. Be like, unfortunately, what is this psychedelic music you're talking about? What's going on over here? Psychedelic must be some weirdos from the city folk.
Exactly. And on top of that, living in Texas makes it even more difficult because there are a lot of people that talk like that there.
So, Rich, it's you and the young lady. It's a duet, correct?
Well, we have a whole five-piece band in Austin, but we tour a lot as a duo. I mean, the core of it, Landry and I write all the songs and, you know, book all the shows. And sometimes when we can get a chance, we'll bring the band. Like, we're bringing the band out for the whole month of July.
Okay.
So
you're actually on tour now. You're in my area right now in San Diego. Is that right?
We're in Flagstaff right now, so we're going to be in San Diego tonight. But
okay.
We're off to a slow start, so we're going to have to drive really fast.
Yeah, you do have a little ways to go. So exactly, you're on this tour. You mentioned in some of the notes we've been flying back and forth that you're on this tour and it's kind of a music and an art tour.
Yes, it's pretty exciting. Landry makes these really cool cardboard three-dimensional relief pieces.
Uh-huh.
And she has we play the show, opening show in Santa Fe at an art gallery, and we were meeting with the owner of the gallery there trying to help get Landry's art placed there. And then we figured our booking agent figured since we're going to have a carload full of art, he might as well book an art show along the way. So she has a week-long art show in L.A. in Echo Park at Echo Country Outpost.
Oh, wow. So how long have you guys been singing?
Landry, how long have we been singing? Yeah, like 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, six years.
And that's when you actually formed the group, Lonesome Heroes?
Yeah, we sort of formed the group on tour. Landry and I were living in an abandoned nursing home with 20 other musicians in a housing cooperative.
Really?
And, which was a really exciting, insane experience. And kind of when the summer came and the air conditioning wasn't working in the building in Austin and it was 105 degrees every day, we decided that we need to figure something out. So we booked a tour up the East Coast, and Landry had just started playing dobro. And we went out and started playing. So that was sort of the beginning of our band.
And by the way, too, for those that are listening, I'll mention your website, which is, it's actually the link on our show here. It's very easy to remember. It's www.thelonesomeheroes.com. And if people want to get your music, buy your CDs, they can actually go to your website there and purchase your music?
Yes. We're all over the World Wide Web. So
okay.
If you Google us, you can't not find us. So.
And I have to ask, there was a mention in one of the emails we've been flying back and forth. You mentioned to me about barbecue bacon wrapped tofu. And since this is a food show and we go off into the realms of food, exactly what is that all about?
Well, I guess 3 years ago during South by Southwest in Austin, when about 25,000 bands invade our city and there's a show on every corner and every laundromat and every venue, it's kind of insane. And we decided to just have a tofu barbecue in our backyard to make something fun outside of playing music, and invited our friends over. And then, of course, only musicians came, so everybody started playing music. So the next year we're like, okay, well, why don't we just book some bands? And we bought a bunch of tofu and marinated it. And the thing about the tofu barbecue, we call it the tofu barbecue blowout, is
right.
that everybody's like, ew, barbecue tofu, especially in Texas. But some people get it. But so it's so funny to people that they remember. So this year we did it, and we had 27 bands, and we did it over 2 days.
Oh,
and
wow.
I mean, we did all sorts of different flavors, but the best is that if you wrap tofu in bacon, then all the meat eaters who are afraid to eat tofu will eat
right.
it, and then they actually like it. So that was
yeah,
sort of the idea
when
of that.
You,
I mean, we did.
Well, when you said it, it's like a cross of, once again, two worlds colliding, because when you say tofu, of course, us meat eaters, carnivores, kind of go, oh, no. But then when you wrap bacon around it, it's like, oh, yeah.
Right. Well,
I'm
right. It's actually, It's actually really good, too. Believe it or not. It's like
I've
eating
had,
like
I've
a big...
had tofu before. It was pretty good as long as you use the right seasonings or what have
right.
you. I've had teriyaki tofu. I thought it was pretty good. Wasn't
yeah,
too
well,
bad.
Imagine if you wrapped it with bacon. Because when you put it on the grill, the bacon contracts and it gets really tight around the tofu. So it kind of,
yeah.
and since the tofu doesn't have a lot of taste, it almost tastes like one big chunk of bacon. So,
wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, because I know tofu pretty much takes on the flavor that you give it. Because I've used it before in like spaghetti and those type of things, and you put it in with the sauces and things, and it'll actually take on whatever flavor it like sucks it in. So I am going to have to try that now. So it's kind of like being sort of dirty and healthy at the same time.
Yeah, well, we did it sort of as a joke or an acceptance of our weird acceptance of lots of different cultures, because we're friends with tons of hippies that, you know, are only vegan and eat quinoa and tempeh, and then we're also friends with people who only eat meat and think that's the most insane thing in the world. So
that sounds cool. Now, you get to San Diego tonight. You're having a concert. Where is that concert going to be in San Diego?
It's at the Tin Can Ale House.
Okay.
And it probably would have been a good idea if I wrote down the address, but I don't know the address. I think it's on 5th. That's on Landry.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see Landry. Because Landry, right. Landry's yeah. actually awake right now, and she looks real vibrant. So this is Landry.
Hello.
Good morning, Landry. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing okay. We had a little technical difficulties, but we made it through it. So he was saying you're going to be at the Tin Can Ale House tonight in San Diego, and he thinks it's on 5th Street. In case people are listening, they're local. I just wonder if you knew exactly. They can always Google it. I mean, nowadays with a computer, what does it matter? Just say Tin Can Ale House, and they'll find you. What time is the show tonight?
Rich, we play at 11. I think we play at 11. There's a couple other acts before us, but
okay.
you want to see us come at 11 or come at 10 and you can hang out.
I always love talking to artists and musicians, Crispy, because it's like, what time do we play? It sounds like us on the radio. It's like, what are we supposed to do?
I know, right?
Yeah, we're really professional. We've been doing this for a long time.
No, I like it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play another one of your songs, and I like the song Highway 287. What's the background on that, Landry?
Well, Highway 287 is one of our favorite highways in America. It stretches from the Gulf of Mexico to Glacier National Park, Montana, and
okay.
every summer around the 4th of July, we go drive up there. It goes to Laramie and Fort Collins, all the way up to Jacksonville, Wyoming, and the weather's just beautiful. It's right along the Rockies. And last summer, we toured the entire length of the highway. So it was like 1,900
wow.
miles or
wow.
something. Yeah, and it's super beautiful. It's the National Park Highway as well. So you can imagine the National Park Highway. It's probably pretty awesome. It's just a two-lane road most of the way. Lots of BLM camping ground around it. And I don't know, we just have a blast up that highway.
I just kind of picture you guys riding down a road in a VW bus with the windows down, the wind blowing through your hair, and writing songs. That's what I picture.
You're not too far off.
All right, well, I'm going to play your song, Highway 287, and we'll come back and chat a little more. So everybody hang tight. This is Lonesome Heroes, Highway 287.
All right, great.
And that was Lonesome Heroes, Highway 287. And Landry, that is great stuff. Really neat music. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
It's got an interesting flair to it. So you guys are traveling along from Flagstaff to San Diego, and then from there you're going to Los Angeles for the art show?
Well, I'm hanging my art on the 21st, and it'll be up to the 27th, but the 26th, the Saturday, is the reception, the opening reception for it, and we'll be playing music along with a band called the Western States Motel.
Okay.
And I'm getting winded. We're walking really fast, and we're really high up in the mountains. But anyway, it's going to be a really, really fun time. I guess doors are at 6, and we'll be playing music at 9. So, but we got to go play some shows up in around the Bay Area before that.
Oh, great! Well, thank you a lot for coming on our show and sharing your music and sharing your story. And I'm craving right now tofu barbecue with bacon wrapped around it, and I'm going to have to.
Yeah, me too.
definitely
awesome.
Try that out.
Make sure it's hickory or maple smoked is all I got to say.
Oh, okay. Make sure we'll do that. Well, thank you guys, and good luck, and I might run into you and see you at your show.
Okay, great. Thanks for having us. This has been great.
Thank you. You guys take care and have a safe trip to San Diego.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's cool. You know what, Chrissy? We should do that. We should hop in a VW van bus and go across the country doing our show.
Well, first, it's going to take about a year for me to ride my bike across country. So maybe 2013 Brilliant Ideas Radio World Tour or something like that.
Yeah, I could just see it. We could get us one of those VW buses and paint some like flowers on it and like be like the Partridge Family and go across the country and doing
no,
a radio
no
show.
Flowers like we paint like spatulas and slices of cheese
there you go.
And burger and cheesecake and all that stuff on the side of it. Little smiley face on the back of the bus in the engine compartment. And the bus can be run on vegetable oil.
Yes.
How awesome would that be?
That would be cool. We're going to have to look into that. And anybody out there who's listening, if you know anybody who's got a VW bus diesel that we can convert to vegetable oil, let us know.
Yes, we need investors for this trip.
Yes, donate money, please. A dollar a piece would be nice. That'll be a start. Anyway, well, we appreciate them coming on, and everybody who's listening, check out their website. It's the Lonesome, let me get it right now, thelonesomeheroes.com, and you can find their music, and I think you can find out details about their trip and more about what they're doing in California and beyond, but very interesting. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another break, and we're getting classy here. We've got a lady coming on. Her name is Giada Valente, and that just sounds classy all by itself. And
yes.
She's coming on to serenade us with some music that's it's kind of out of the realm of Great Ideas Radio and Grills Gone Wild. So we're going to get classy here, and everybody – stand by, and I'm going to play a little Giada's music as we go to break, and then we come back. If the phones are working, we'll have Giada on with us to talk about her music and her background, and everybody hang tight. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes.
I miss it, girl. rhythm of my land. It's all in my eyes, the burning passion inside. I love chocolate. Money, the touch of my man and his loving hands. I love the perfume of his skin. He turns me on. I'm so in love with him. I'm having all I need. I miss you going. Glad that you joined my life. I'm like a lightning striking in the summer storm. Mom, is it going? I'm a hurricane. I'm sweet, I'm spicy, rich in every corner of life. Lovely, gentle like a butterfly.
Giada Valenti and classy song Amore. Guess what? We don't have our guest on.
Uh-oh. I wanted to put on my suit and start dancing.
Oh, I know. It's like you want, I can just see you now in your suit with like a rose in your mouth doing the tango across the room.
Right, but I would be more likely doing the robot.
Well, we're just having one of those days. I hate when this happens. We're going to have a little conversation with Blog Talk Radio because things are just not working like they're supposed to. So, Giada, if you're out there, keep trying to call in to the 714-242-5272 number because we're having issues here, and I guess we're going to have to do the best we can do until we can figure out how to get our guest on. But, Crispy, do you have anything major plans for this weekend as far as any food? Are you going to be using some of the barbecue boozer sauce on anything this weekend?
I'm probably going to use it on some more chicken thighs like I did the other weekend.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I thawed some chicken thighs last night. It's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes, I'm going to use the bourbon sauce. I'm so in love with the cranberry vodka sauce. It's so good. So
right.
I'm going to use the bourbon sauce this time.
Yeah, and for those that are listening, basically it's simple Simon stuff, and I'm not a barbecue expert, but if you take some chicken thighs, and what I do is put them in a pan and squeeze some grapefruit or some orange or some kind of citrus on top. Let them sit for about an hour, season to taste. And by the way, I use Albuquerque seasoning on my on the chicken thighs, but because he has a chili seasoning that's really good, and I sprinkle that on there. And then you let fire up your grill, get the coals nice and red and hot, and then you lay those chicken thigh babies on there, and then let it cook slow and easy, and it'll take probably, depending upon how many you put on there and how hot you have it, probably 45 minutes. And make sure you use your meat thermometer because you want to make sure you get your chicken thighs to like 165, 170 degrees. But just about 15 minutes before they're done, take some of your favorite sauce, and hopefully it'll be barbecue boozer sauce one day here in the near future, and slap that on there and let it cook. And it's amazing. Chicken thighs cooked slow on the grill, it's nothing like it. I mean, people always, you know, consider the chicken thigh one of the lower cost chicken parts, but I think I like it better than breast and anything else because it stays juicy, and if you cook it right, it's good stuff.
It is good stuff. You did told me how to cook the chicken thighs when I was using the cranberry vodka. And I followed everything to the T, and it came out right tasty.
That's what it's all about. I learned a long time ago that a lot of people leave their lid off of their grill, and they don't use the lid with the little dampers. You set the dampers to where they just barely open and keep it low heat. But a lot of people take the lids off, and what do? They end up having crispy steaks, no pun intended. Crispy chicken. They have flare-ups, and you're out there, and you got fire shooting up into your eyebrows, and it's all about how you cook it slow, and I've learned that from some of my barbecue friends on Facebook and on Twitter, and it does work. And on that note, I guess we're not going to have her guest. I saw a number pop up, but it disappeared, so I'm going to play another one of her songs since we have it here, and her name is Giada Valente, and I'm going to play another one of her songs and hopefully be able to get her on here in the next few minutes. Let's go with this one, which is You Don't Have to Say, and hopefully we'll have her on here in a few minutes, but everybody hang tight, and we'll be back after the song.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see? And now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone with just a memory, life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to say forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me.
That was Giada Valente, and You Don't Have to Say, and I think we got numbers popping up here, so we're going to try this, and keep your fingers crossed. I'm going to have to hit some buttons here to clear out a few things, but hopefully this is going to work here. Let's hope and pray that we have her, and let's see. Good morning, Giada. Are you there?
JJ, we've got it behind me.
Got problems. Hello? Isn't this fun, Crispy?
You gotta love the amazing, awesome modern world of technology. Yes.
Let's try
gotta
again.
Love it.
Good morning or good afternoon, Giada. Are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Yes. All right. We finally got
it.
We're having technical difficulties this morning with our broadcast. We apologize. Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be your guest.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on our show. We feel like we have such class with having you on our show. We played a couple of your songs while we were trying to get you online here. Beautiful music, and thank you so much. We feel like we need to be dancing around the dance floor with our tuxedos after hearing your music.
Oh, well, you don't need a tuxedo to dance with me, but thank you for thinking that.
So tell us about yourself and how long you've been singing and how you got involved in the singing world and a little bit about your history and being a singer.
Well, I started singing, I've been told, very, very early, basically as a child. I was already into music. My grandmother, she was a singer herself, so I got to get into music very early. And as you may know, I was born and raised in Venice, Italy, and music has been my passion since then. And I'm not sure when I made the change between, let's say, passion into my work, but I can say passion. Music is my passion, and here I am now. Talking to you guys in America, which is fun. So,
well, we appreciate you coming on the Bad Boys radio show. We talk about food. We also bring in talent in with different types of music, and we thank you for coming on here. And I was looking at some of your information here. You've just come out with a new CD. It's called "And I Love You So." And by the way, those that are listening, if you want to check out Giada, her music, you can go to her website, which is GiadaValenti.com, and there's a link on our show. But are you on tour now, going from place? I think you're in New York. Am I correct? Is that where you are now?
Yes. I'm living in New York City now, and yes, I will be June 8th. I will be in Rochester, New York. With my musicians, we will have a couple of dates, actually 4 dates in Rochester, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then July 9th, 20th, and 22nd, I will be with my musicians touring in Milwaukee. Milwaukee. And then I will be back in Italy.
So. Yes, I used to live in Rochester. You're going to love the little town of Rochester. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Who am I talking to now?
Now, that's Crispy.
Oh,
Crispy's in Orlando. There's two of us, the Bad Boys. I'm Brilliant Ideas is my name on the radio, and I'm in San Diego. And then Crispy is in Orlando, Florida. So you're talking coast to coast.
Oh, great is that.
the big time. So when you go to these, I noticed here you actually go out and you're selling out performing arts centers. Is that where you usually perform at those type of venues?
Yes, I do a lot in those kind of performing. But actually, June and July, Rochester and Milwaukee will be outdoor festivals. So so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, your music is the kind of music I can see. I can see Crispy now in Orlando with, you know, he's prepared Cornish hens and he's invited a young lady over for the evening and he's got on his best duds and he's serving her dinner and your music playing in the background. I can just see it in my head, Crispy.
That's right. When I am able to find a good woman and play Giada's music and be like, look, you must listen to her. Listen to the sound.
So I want to play another one of your songs, Giada, and then come back and chat a little bit about some of your plans and things that are going on. And I also, I'll give you a heads up, since we're a food show, we come back, maybe you can tell us, do you have any special recipes, or do you do anything in the kitchen, or have any food background that you can tell us about? And while you're on the road, what kind of food you eat, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to play your song, Just Say I Love Him, and then we'll come back shortly and talk to Giada. Giada, I think we have a problem with, well, we may have just only received the instrumental part of your song.
I hear that. It's only instrumental.
I didn't play this one because I got it all loaded up. We had problems with our system, and I think that was just the instrumental. Unless you want me to play it, you can sing the instrumental. I'm sing along with the instrumental.
I can hear that. It's instrumental. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I was sitting here thinking, well, okay, she's going to sing in a minute. She's going to sing in a minute. So anyway, apologize for that. I guess we got the wrong file from the person who sent me the file. But I was mentioning you're with the foodie show. So do you have any passion in the kitchen?
I hear that. It's only instrumental. I probably have been sent around... the wrong versions. It's only instrumental.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, we're having all kinds of problems with the music. But can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello. I hear you, guys.
Okay, Christy,
I'm
there?
I'm here, and I can hear your instrumental.
Charlie on. Bravo 4.
Oh, we're having all kinds of problems. I really apologize. It's between just the instrumentals and we've got you. But what I was saying is I think the music may be playing in the background in your ear, but it's not playing live. What kind of things do you do in the kitchen? Do you have any special recipes you can share with us? Oh, boy. One out of 12.
Yes.
what is it about Blog Talk Radio that does this to us all the time?
I don't know. This is probably the second worst since I've joined the show. The first one was when nobody could call in, period, and it's a good thing I didn't get disconnected because I wouldn't have been able to call in.
Exactly. Well, we apologize to our listeners, but we're just having a grand old time. And there we go again. There's the music.
Awesome.
Well, maybe we can.
Let's go cook in the kitchen.
Let's see if we. I think what we'll do, I'm going to play the music lightly behind us. There you go. And maybe we can get. No, it's not working. Maybe we can get Giada back on with. Oh, this is sad. This is sad. Oh, there you go.
We got a little music
in the background. I'm gonna see if I can patch her back in here. Giada, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We have no clue. I think our whole system just decided to do whatever it wants to do. I'm gonna play the music in the background because I can't get rid of it. But what I was saying earlier, do you do anything special in the kitchen? You have any special recipes or anything that you do?
Yes, I'm here and I can hear you crystal clear, girl.
Do you have any special kitchen talents or something that you like to cook in the kitchen that's your absolute favorite?
Oh, well, to cook everything, pasta and meat, and I love to cook anything, so.
I think we're having a delay problem now. This is not going very well. Giada, I'm going to have to apologize and try to see if we can have you on later till we get these difficulties worked out, because we've got a delay and an issue here. We're sorry, but we're going to have to see if we can get out of this with as out of much trouble as we can. This is amazing. Unbelievable. Well,
it's never a dull moment.
When you're live, you have to go with the flow, and we're really live right now. But anyway, we apologize, Giada. There's something wrong with the Blog Talk Radio system, and so we're going to have to see if we can get you on maybe later. Apologize for the problems. And anyway, Crispy, I'm exhausted over here pushing buttons and trying to get people. It's just been a workout this morning.
It has, and I'm hungry. I'm starving. I even ate breakfast, too, and I'm still hungry.
Well, for all those people that are listening, please check out Giada Valenti's website and check out her music. You did get to hear a couple of her songs, and we will have her on again sometime if she feels like coming on with us two clowns. But check it out. There's a link there. It's GiadaValenti.com. Check out her music and apologize to those folks. And I guess I'm going to have to try to figure out how we can sign off the show because nothing's going right over here. But Crispy, good luck with your hunt for a job and your bicycle rides and your bus rides. And
yes, don't forget, if you want an awesome voiceover or website audio or anything, just go to www.christophertrimble.com. Oh, yeah.
And this is where I could have played your ad, but I don't even know how to play ads right now. You should see the whole board is like lit up. It's like I don't know what's playing, what's not playing. But while I've got a few minutes here, I'll mention that next week, if everything's working, we're supposed to have Carrie Ingalls on. She's a Facebook friend. We've got the Infusion Crew. Are you out the racetrack? I hear motorcycles in the background.
No, that was a plane that flew really low. That was crazy.
And we've got a whole list of guests coming up in June. But, of course, if we can't get them on the phone, then you have to hear us babble along and look stupid. But thank you for tuning in to our show today. And come back, and maybe next time we'll have this figured out, or we're going to have to change formats and go to a different website to do our shows. But everyone have a nice weekend. Thank you for following our show and supporting us. And join our Facebook page, Grand Ideas Radio page, because we're trying to get to 1,000. So that, what are you going to do, Crispy?
I'm going to dress in a tutu, a nice hot pink tutu with cowboy boots and a tube top and a cowboy hat and sing, I'm a little teapot short, danced out. Here is my handle, here is a spout. I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
I can't wait. We're gonna post that on YouTube. So everybody, we appreciate you tuning in to us today, and hopefully next show we'll have this all worked out and figure out what the problem is. But everyone have a nice weekend. Stay safe, stay out of trouble. We're not going to, and I'm gonna try to play our closing song ZZ Top, I'm Bad Nationwide. If it doesn't work, then everybody's going to hear silence on the other end. But everyone have a nice weekend, and you can say goodbye, Crispy.
All right, till next time. I'm a busy man. We're busy men doing nothing. Question mark.
Strikes and wearing nylon suits.